My name is Lika Gay, and welcome to this podcast produced by the IMF in Washington, D.C. After the worst recession since the Great Depression of the 1930s, the world is now experiencing a two-speed recovery, says the International Monetary Fund. In its latest update on the global economy, the IMF said that advanced economies are growing slower than emerging ones or even some low-income countries. In an interview, the IMF chief economist Olivier Blanchard said unemployment is a key issue which is likely to trouble many countries around the world. Speaking to Camilla Anderson, Mr. Blanchard gave his overview of the prospect for the global economy.
The world economy is recovering, but it is a two-speed recovery. If you look at emerging market countries, they have been growing very fast. We expect them to grow about as fast next year, not quite. And also they are getting to the point where they are getting back to full potential. So the main issue for them is now overheating rather than anything else. If you look at advanced countries, then the growth is much slower, much lower. They still have a large output gap which they need to make up. So unemployment is still very high. And our forecast is that next year growth will be roughly the same as this year. That's not going to be able to make a big dent to unemployment.
You mentioned unemployment. What are the other issues that are likely to dominate in 2011?
Well, I see two issues. The first one is capital flows to emerging market countries. And that's a combination of the fact that the countries are doing well, so their growth prospects are very good, and the fact that interest rates in advanced countries are not so high, they are very low, so there's a strong incentive to take your funds to emerging market countries. Now, capital flows are both a blessing and potentially a curse. And they are a blessing because you can borrow cheaper from the rest of the world, which can't be bad. But if they come too fast or in the wrong form, they can be difficult to handle. And so I think the main challenge for the emerging market countries next year is going to be how to avoid overheating, handle these capital flows. The issue confronting advanced economies is the fiscal one. The crisis really has created a large fiscal hole, large debt, large deficits, and these have to be slowly eliminated or reduced. That's going to take a long time. And you can't do it too quick, because if you did too quick, you would kill growth. You can't do it too slow. I think the key there is to put in place a medium-term plan, something which over 5 or 10 years gets you there, make it in a credible fashion. And some countries are not there yet. That's going to be their challenge.
Going back to developing countries, what is the outlook, in particular for Africa, which has been doing rather well lately?
Right. Africa has done well. It suffered less from the crisis than many other countries. And last year, they had a growth rate, if you take sub-Saharan Africa, of more than 5%. And we predict it's going to be roughly the same thing next year. That's a combination of high commodity prices, but it's more than that. I mean, they actually have taken the right macro decisions in general, use macro policy right, and so the result is fairly strong growth. If there was a challenge, I think it is infrastructure, which is still very poor. Now that they have more access to international capital markets, that's an opportunity they could use to actually use it in order to invest in infrastructure. The danger there is to do it right, not to waste the money and not to get into the debt problems that they went through in past decades.
The IMF chief economist Olivier Blanchard speaking to Camille Anderson in an interview to mark the release of the update on the World Economic Outlook. And to access that document and find more details for the region you are in, log on to the IMF website on www.imf.org.